This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
The founding fathers definitely knew what they were doing when they said, "Shall not be infringed." Forget all the misinformation, because this is the Blunt Object, presented by Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself. This is Lock and Load with Bill Brady.
All right, hour number three coming at you live from the Second Call Defense studio. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
Oh, yeah. Plus the fact that if you go to tacticalholsters.com, you don't have to worry too much about looking anywhere else because they've got it all there. Check them out, tacticalholsters.com. Coming out of Nevada now, we talked about Maine when Sean was on last week or yesterday or today, last hour. Talked about Maine, and Maine beat back this voter initiative that Bloomberg got put on the ballot. Now, in Nevada, that did not happen. Same thing happened. Bloomberg got it on the ballot. The problem is that they've decided in Nevada, or actually the FBI has decided, that the initiative is unenforceable. So Nevada's attorney general has placed the state's new universal background check measure on hold indefinitely. It was approved by a very razor-thin margin by Nevada voters last month during the elections, and it focuses on background checks of individuals during gun transactions between private citizens. Federal law requires licensed firearms dealers to perform background checks on buyers. But unless state law says otherwise, persons who buy firearms from private sellers are not federally mandated to undergo a background check. Problem in Nevada is, who would be enforcing the background checks during private firearm transactions, since it now requires a third party to federally vet the transaction? Now, according to the Washington Times, the FBI contacted the Nevada Department of Public Safety, saying it would not be responsible for the checks. Bureau said in a letter to Nevada state officials that it is the state's responsibility to set up the background checks, and the ballot measure's passage cannot dictate how federal resources are applied. Nevada is one of 12 states that handles its own firearm background checks through the Department of Public Safety's Central Repository, as opposed to the FBI system, but the Gun Control Initiative bans the use of the Central Repository for private sales background checks. They have no authority in that issue. Nevada Attorney General Adam Laxalt, a Republican, concluded that unless the FBI changes its mind, the state cannot enforce the background check mandate of private gun transactions in the state. He said it is manifestly unjust to criminally penalize someone for failing to perform an act that is impossible to perform. Despite its intent to merely regulate the transfer or sale of firearms between private parties, because it is impossible to perform the background checks as required by the act, the act now unconditionally prohibits such transactions under the threat of criminal prosecution for conduct that was formerly lawful and routine. In effect, he's saying that this is an ex post facto law. Oh. Gun control advocates are not buying this. They say, we think the law is clear and that it can be implemented, and it just takes some cooperation by the FBI and the state officials. Not going to be working that way, though, I don't think. Jennifer Crow, the Nevada representative for Moms Demand Attention, part of every town with illegal mayors for gun safety, told the Times there's a solution if the state is willing to work with the FBI to figure it out. No, there isn't, Jennifer. When you guys set this up, when this was put together, whoever wrote the bill wrote it badly. And now you're going to have another law to change that law. And it's been put on hold indefinitely. It's never going to happen now. Because no matter what you do, getting out there and saying with the state that the FBI is going to be responsible for this, that was a statewide initiative. The state doesn't have jurisdiction over the FBI. There's your problem. There's your problem. And that being the problem, I don't know how you resolve that. It's not about getting the change that would have to be made is phenomenal. It's crazy, the change that would have to be made. I don't see it happening. So that means that even though it passed in Nevada, it's not happening. It is not happening. And that's, I guess that's a problem for them, but, you know, they, once again, no foresight. That's the thing about politicians. They don't have foresight. I don't have time to get into that. I want to give that plenty of time. So let me just, let me throw this at you. Tomorrow night, we're going to be joined by, Sam Huber of Alien Gear and Gunbelts.com and all this other stuff, talk about concealed carry. And we're also, I'm also going to have the return of the Arbalest Quarrel guys, Roger Katz, Steve Dandrilli. And we're going to talk about a couple of things that we're looking for in national recognition / reciprocity of your right to carry a gun. And we're going to be discussing a bunch of things. Now, one of the things that I think needs to be asked, and this is something that you can be calling your representatives and saying this, all of these states that say that, see, it's one thing, the way this bill is written, the way Hudson's bill is written, if it passes and if it's signed into law, then what would happen in a place like Maryland where it's impossible to get a permit, or New Jersey where it's impossible to get a permit, those people could get permits from Utah. Where's the other place? New Hampshire. They could get these out-of-state permits that will work. Any out-of-state permit at that time would work. Any non-resident permit. So they would have to get, like, a New Jersey resident would have to get a Utah permit, and then it will work. And I think we talked about constitutional carry a little bit, but what I am looking for is I think that these states that don't want to issue permits and don't want to recognize other people's permits have to be, you know, one of the things they say is, well, they have lesser or more lax requirements for guns than we do. Well, yeah, when you ban them, of course you do. Everybody else does. If somebody says I can buy a gun, and, you know, it's my God-given right anyway to defend myself, yes, everybody else is going to fall well short of New Jersey and New York or California or Maryland or Illinois. Everybody's going to fall well short of those. But since they're denying me my rights, I think it is incumbent upon them to prove and show where people with concealed carry permits are a risk to the public. Because we have been very thoroughly vetted. We've been more vetted than anybody else. I can only, you know, with a concealed carry permit, it's almost the background check and everything you go through as far as from a criminal standpoint before you get it. You have to be pretty clean as far as all that is concerned. And it almost reminds me of a background check for a security clearance. So with that degree of vetting, I think the question needs to be asked of these states, who are you to tell me that I cannot carry a gun to defend myself? And I do not think that we need to be sitting back there. I don't think it's a 10th Amendment issue. I don't think it is a any other issue besides the fact that it's a civil right. And you are denying me my civil rights. And when you do that, I think you're going into the criminal arena. You may not agree with me. I don't much care. I'm way past caring. I had a discussion today, and we're trying to be compassionate. I'm not interested in that. When we get back, we're going to talk about the 49ers. This is Lock and Load.
your stated goal is to be the best, you know your product will need to be superb. Primary Weapons uses the best manufacturing process and parts available. Clean, efficient operation due to their piston-driven system. While maintaining the perfect weight, Primary Weapons is first and foremost a company comprised of shooters looking to produce the most effective weapon possible. While pleasing to the eye, this is lethal functionality achieved. PrimaryWeapons.com. The highest quality, fair priced, because it's time.
Looking for the perfect gift for the gun owner on your list? Alien Gear Holsters is proud to offer the most comfortable concealable holsters on the planet. Grab an award-winning Cloak Tuck 3.0, starting at just $43.88. This American-made holster is designed with a comfortable form-fitting neoprene and a spring steel core for enhanced retention. Its slim profile and tuckable design is perfect for concealed carry. Learn more at AlienGearHolsters.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live underground gopher. You need survivalist camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug out house that's well equipped and custom built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Did you know your car can be hacked just like your computer or phone? Hackers can hijack the signal of your own key fob to burglarize your vehicle in seconds. The Black Hole Faraday Key Fob Bag is a signal impenetrable shield that stops these hacks in their tracks. Protect one of your most valuable assets. Go to hackproofbag.com. That's hackproofbag.com. And use promo code radio to get 20% off. Or call 805-222-4584. 805-222-4584.
The following is an incredible life-changing free offer for anyone with hearing problems who wants to start hearing more clearly again. We're now offering free in-home trials of a revolutionary hearing breakthrough called Listen Clear to anyone who calls this special toll-free number now. 1-800-719-4926. Call now and you'll also qualify for free shipping. Listen Clear is precisely designed by top audio engineers. It adjusts to let you find the perfect way to hear things crisply and clearly, wherever you are and whatever you're doing. And Listen Clear is so small and discreet, people usually don't even notice you're wearing it. And it's so lightweight, you may even forget you're wearing it too. Don't miss this special life-changing opportunity to hear things more clearly again for free with a 100% free in-home trial and free shipping. If you like it, you could even get free batteries for life. For free information, call now. 1-800-719-4926. That's 1-800-719-4926. 1-800-719-4926.
There is an affordable alternative to the high cost of healthcare that offers freedom from insurance while providing compliance with the Obamacare individual mandate. Imagine having access to quality, affordable healthcare that allows you the freedom to choose your doctor and hospital. Members can share up to 100% of necessary medical expenses, including some alternative treatments. Find out how you and your family can contain healthcare costs without giving up your freedom. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense Studio. This is Lock and Load. The number to get in, 877-807-4048. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
This is something you can apply to every metal surface on your weapon, and I strongly encourage you to give it a shot. Froglube.com. In Texas, Officer Stephen Magnus was saved by his bulletproof vest, and he's the first policeman ambushed in 2017. In Oklahoma, a policeman is in critical condition, shot with his back turned during a traffic stop. In 2016, 64 officers were shot and killed, 21 were ambushed, the highest total in over two decades. The racist hate group Black Lives Matter and its political and media supporters are complicit in painting the bullseyes on the back of these police officers. They created, quite insidiously, and nurtured the lie that police are racists who murder black people. 93% of black homicide victims are killed by other black Americans. That is something we should actually be doing something about. Trying to keep that from, bringing that figure down. That's crazy. Ironically, the left's war on cops has caused black-on-black violence to skyrocket because the police, they're afraid to do their job now. They're fearful of lives and negative political and media spin. Enter black role model, although he's mixed race, 49ers quarterback Colin Kaepernick. For all of this season, all of the 2-14 season of the San Francisco 49ers, he has been protesting the U.S. in support of Black Lives Matter. Kaepernick's promotion of the lies that police murder blacks trickled all the way down to black youths in high school and which also instilled disdain for police and America. When Kaepernick first dissed our country, taking a knee during the national anthem, my thought was, where is the 49er coach? That would be Coach Kelly. Didn't Coach Kelly have the authority to say, keep your political protests off the field, you're hired to play football? No, he didn't say that. The San Francisco 49ers coach, Chip Kelly, he very shamefully ran to the microphone supporting Kaepernick and furthered the lie that cops murdered blacks. That was a very powerful reflection and indicator of Mr. Kelly's lack of wisdom and leadership. 2016 was a 2-14 season for San Francisco. Coach Chip Kelly has been fired. Everything has a price, Coach. Everything has a price. Moving on, history teaches us that all of us, all people have blind spots that are impervious to facts. And it is very evident now in the aftershocks of the 2016 presidential election. Trump's every utterance and action and choice is condemned as demagoguery, warmongering, or ethnically or sexually discriminatory by Democrats and their allies in the media. He's been criticized for saving American jobs, Carrier, for saving taxpayers' money, Boeing, and for starting to rein in a bloated federal bureaucracy, Scott Pruitt to head the rogue EPA. I guess he can't do anything right. I'm cheering everything he does, but, you know, there's other sides that are looking at him. Two camps are divided as much by opposing worldviews as by opposing political views. It is the liberal, Ivy League, credentialed, sophisticated, tolerant, open-minded stewards of received wisdom and settled science who are most impervious to facts and restraint to change. These descendants of Thomas Paine's Age of Reason function in a world distorted like a funhouse mirror by emotion, totally at the expense of logic or reason. A while back, I saw this link to a Wall Street Journal commentary that I thought a successful, educated friend might enjoy. Now, it sort of comported with his political and religious beliefs, but it offered a nuanced critique about how Democrats give lip service to religion until religion conflicts with their political agenda. All of that ended abruptly when he very testily informed me that he refuses to read anything from the journal. These worlds that are so far apart, there's little room for critical thought or intelligent discourse. Trump will never reach detente with his critics, and I don't think he cares. I don't think he's going to try. So he has nothing to lose by doing precisely what he promised he would do if he is elected. Cooler heads in the liberal camp have suggested that Democrats stop pointing the fingers. They've suggested several ways for their allies to tack closer to reality, stop being insufferable know-it-alls, venture beyond the East Coast, West Coast liberal echo chamber, extend a hand to folks in flyover country, attempt to give opponents the benefit of the doubt. And that's fine as far as it goes. The good news for the Trump and Republicans is it isn't going to go far. The preponderance of post-November the 8th evidence suggests that the liberals and the media and the academy have doubled down on their contempt for Trump and his constituency. That means anybody that voted for him, by the way. And they remain maddeningly convinced that they are never wrong. And for me, that's cool. For me, that's cool. I have watched and I have observed and I have dealt with the insufferable arrogance of people that are against guns, they're against free speech, they're against freedom, they're against the military, they're against law enforcement. I have listened to them patiently, hoping for another day. I never in my wildest dreams would see it with the media. Being a member of the media, you look at the media and say, formidable, right? But only if you're being listened to. And my wildest dream was imagine when people stop listening to the media. And that makes things all well and good for me. Napoleon said, never interrupt your enemy when he's making a mistake. I pray without ceasing that Democrats continue to be what they are, which are Democrats. When we get back, we're going to talk about this Waffle House shooting from the fleeing robbers. This is Lock and Load.
What would you call a gun shop that sought out and listened to the calls from the tactical community? A shop that looks like a tactical operator's boutique. The only name that makes sense is Reactive Gunworks. Reactive Gunworks specializes in making the hard-to-get more easily obtained.
No more waiting for the build or availability.
Reactive Gunworks seeks out the latest and the best with a discerning taste.
Go to ReactiveGunworks.com. The weapons you want without any delays.
America, hear me. You only think that you've taken all the steps for self-defense? When you call law enforcement, then what? Next, you need to call Second Call Defense. Second Call Defense is there to ensure that you receive your deserved justice. A one-of-a-kind service designed to defend the armed citizen in America from being swept away by a skewed justice system. Complete your preparation today by going to secondcalldefense.org. Now, you are ready.
This is a healthcare alert from the Pain Relief Hotline. If you, a family member, or a loved one suffers from knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain and have Medicare as your primary insurance, we've got great news. You don't have to suffer any longer. You can immediately qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you by calling our 24/7 Pain Relief Hotline at 866-389-0620. Delivery is free and all paperwork is handled for you. If you are on Medicare and have knee, back, shoulder, or ankle pain, don't wait. You can qualify to immediately receive a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost by calling our 24/7 pain hotline now at 866-389-0620. Our representatives are standing by 24/7 to take your call and rush you your pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you. Shipping is free and all paperwork is handled for you. Just call 866-389-0620. That's 866-389-0620. Again, 866-389-0620.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-615-7709. That's 800-615-7709. 800-615-7709.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Calben Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FiveStarsoap.com. Or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Welcome back. Coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by G-Code.
There are many pistol holsters on the market today, but only one has set the standard for innovative tactical carry, and it's G-Code. G-Code holsters allow for a full firing grip when drawing your weapon. These holsters are American-made and built to last. Starting at under $40, check out the G-Code difference at tacticalholsters.com, the most modular holsters on the market. That's tacticalholsters.com, tacticalholsters.com. Quality is the difference.
There is no better holster of its type out there. And I mean, when you look at what you see at the big box stores, Blackhawk, Phobos, then when you look at things like Safariland and some of these other players, there is no better bang for the buck, because you're getting all of that Blade Tech Safariland fit and finish at around the price of the Blackhawk. And that's where G-Code is. The finest tactical holster out there for just a minute amount of money compared to these other cats. Check them out. Check them out at tacticalholsters.com. Now then, coming from the desk of Mr. David Kodria, which it seems like I haven't used some of his stuff for a while, but we get this. At Waffle House, a local waitress was fired. Well, she fired her gun at three fleeing robbers, and she got fired from her job. We get this from the Noonan Times Herald. It reported Monday. Heather Shorty Birkinshaw Stanley learned Friday by phone that she was terminated from her job at Waffle House a day after the restaurant was robbed. Now, there are several facts that are clear. Okay? A trio of men reportedly threatened to shoot everyone in the building if their demand for cash was not met. Despite a corporate ban on customers bringing personal firearms on its premises under the guise of policies that make everyone feel welcome, Waffle House locations have been prime targets for welcoming armed robbers, including a surge in robberies at the Noonan area Waffle Houses. Now, you can do a very simple web search, and you will find out that the Waffle House policy is anything but effective. So that means that the predators feel that they can expect minimal resistance when they go into the Waffle House. They're not looking for anything scattered, smothered, and covered. They're looking for the money. Waffle House management knows that, but they still insist on employee and customer defenselessness. Where I live, there are Waffle Houses all over. And if you are listening to me and you work at a Waffle House, if you see me in a Waffle House, I'm not paying attention to your stupid policy. That's the thing. And we're going to get into corporate policies in just a minute. Now, this incident resulting in the waitress being fired, there are lessons here that we should all learn from and that hopefully will sink in with her the next time around. And you know, after they departed on foot, when they were running away, this was no longer self-defense. That is a simple rule of thumb. When they turn their back on you, if they're exiting to leave, and if they're not going somewhere else to hurt somebody else, and unless you know better, everything changes. As they departed on foot, Miss Stanley retrieved a gun from her own car in the parking lot, so that meant she had to run out to the car, to the parking lot, and fired over the heads of the robbers. I myself would never do that. I don't know where that round is going. Stanley explained, I wasn't sure if they were coming back or not. I was in fear for my life, my coworkers' lives, and I did what I thought was right. Now, the other thing that she could have done was simply retrieve that gun and retreat back into the building, which where she'd be breaking all kinds of rules, all kinds of really stupid rules, and go back in that building, and that was prudent. But firing a gun over their heads as they fled, and I've never been taught that, and I don't know of anybody that teaches that as a tactic by any accredited trainers, that would make for a problematic legal defense. That violates Cooper's rule number 4. And if you take a quick look at the Waffle House location in that particular area, it's in an area with other restaurants, hotels, businesses, and well-traveled roads. And, you know, over the course of time, how many stories did we hear about? I heard about a bunch of people getting hit with gunfire that was being fired in a celebratory fashion for the new year. Did you guys hear about that? I mean, I heard about that. So what goes up comes down. And sometimes it injures people when it does it. So, continuing on. There's one other important lesson here, and that's that after you've been involved in the shooting, shut up about it. Don't try to justify yourself to the media, and especially never talk to the police without benefit of counsel. Ms. Stanley had better hope for her GoFundMe page, set up to offset her loss of income, doesn't turn into a legal defense fund plea. There's also a final question to be asked. And a lot of people ask it, and I answer it myself, okay? I answer it myself for myself. With the diet I'm trying to pursue now, of course, I can't eat Waffle House food, so I don't have to worry about it anymore. But why would anyone who believes in this right to keep and bear arms go into a Waffle House knowing you might have to shoot somebody there? Let me tell you about corporate policies, though. In South Carolina, in order for a gun-free zone to be a gun-free zone, it has to have signage. It has to have a sign advertising that it is a gun-free zone. Okay? Without that signage, it is not legally and technically a gun-free zone. However, there are plenty of businesses that have corporate policies that do not want you to have guns in the on the premises. Like, for example, Costco. Costco, I've got the picture of it somewhere. Costco has a not really publicized that much policy to where if they see you with a gun, They're going to come to you and escort you off the premises until you lose that gun. There's no sign on the Costco here in the upstate of South Carolina that I have ever seen. And I've seen all the doors of the Costco in the upstate of South Carolina because I have delivered to the Costco of the upstate of South Carolina. So unless they have put some up that I didn't see, they don't have them everywhere they have to go. And in order for that to work in South Carolina, they have to be on every door. If they're not on every door, then you're not bound by it. Plain and simple. I mean, it's a very easy rule to understand. And with the corporate policies, I don't pay attention to them. I just don't pay attention to them. When I go into them, and I know who they are. I mean, there's companies like Carolina Ale House. And the other thing about having the sign, it's got to be the right sign. It's got to be in the right place. And if you don't have the right sign, it's not in the right place, and it's not on every door, you're trying to fool me. You may not believe that you're trying to fool me, but you're trying to fool me. So I don't pay attention to these corporate policies because they're not. I want to see a law. If South Carolina would pass a law that says if they do that and if I do that, they're responsible for my safety and they can be held liable, I'd think about it, and then I still probably wouldn't go in there. One more time, back to GCN it goes. When we get back, we're going to talk about Chicago violence. This is Lock and Load.
Why be held hostage by your wireless carrier for 2 years? What if you had no contract, no activation fees, no hidden costs, tracking, tracing, harvesting customer data, or draconian gimmicks? All on America's largest 4G LTE, GSM, and Sprint networks. Introducing Pix Wireless. Activate your Sprint, AT&T, or unlock GSM phones with Pix, and choose from an arsenal of monthly plans or build your own. Starting at only $2.99 per month, get connected now. Call or click 1-866-205-9513 or PixWireless.com, spelled PIXWireless.com. Pick Pix and get connected today.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com, a team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com, virtual care anywhere.
Paid non-attorney spokesperson Adam Pulaski of the Pulaski Law Firm with principal office in Houston, Texas, is the attorney responsible for the content of this ad. This ad is not legal advice, and the choice of a lawyer should not be based solely upon advertisement. Services may not be available in all states.
Attention Xarelto users. If you or a loved one took Xarelto and suffered a serious bleeding event, you may be entitled to financial compensation. Xarelto is a popular prescription blood thinner used to prevent blood clots and protect patients from strokes. These serious bleeding events have led to numerous cases of hospitalization and even death. Phone lines are open 24/7. Call 800-261-0937. That's 800-261-0937.
Dangerous blood clot device alert. If you or a loved one had an IBC filter placed to prevent blood clots from traveling to your heart or lungs and suffered an injury, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. The FDA warns that IBC filters may cause serious complications, such as heart or lung damage, internal bleeding, and even death. These dangerous blood clot devices can break, and the metal fragments can travel to your heart or lungs, causing serious injuries. If you or a loved one suffered organ damage or other injuries from an IBC filter, you may be entitled to substantial financial compensation. Act now. Time is limited to file a claim. For a free consultation and free information, call Injury Help Desk at 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507. 800-478-1507.
This is an advertisement. Paid non-attorney spokesperson. InjuryHelpDesk.com is responsible for this advertisement. Principal Office, Las Vegas, Nevada.
In these uncertain times, it makes sense to have a sustainable backup method to cook food and boil water. If your current plan includes using a fuel-burning stove or cooking over an open fire, then there's a much better way. The Minuteman Rocket Stove is a biomass-burning cooking stove that only requires small quantities of sticks and twigs for fuel. The Minuteman Stove is easy to use, smokeless, portable, powerful, and sustainable. For the finest in survival cooking stoves and fire starters made right here in the USA, go to MinutemanStove.com. That's MinutemanStove.com.
This is the last time on the firing line, coming to you live from the Second Call Defense, defending you after you defend yourself studio. This is Lock and Load. This portion of the show is brought to you by Frog Lube.
Tired of gun lubricants that create buildup? Well, so was I. That's why I switched to Frog Lube. Frog Lube was developed by Navy SEALs, and if it's good enough for the best, it's good enough for me. Frog Lube eliminates residue while improving accuracy. Frog Lube works in any condition. Shift to Frog Lube and feel the difference. Go to froglube.com and get yours now. That's froglube.com. It just works.
Yeah, it does. And you'll like the what it does for your weapon. Go check them out at froglube.com. Buffalo Barack Hussein Obama will give his farewell and good riddance speech on January the 10th in Chicago, where the community organizer-in-chief began his meteoric political rise. He will attempt one more time to cement his legacy by recreating history in his image. Where he started is where he will finish. He's going to make a speech against the background of what is arguably one of the world's most beautiful skylines and the world's most hideous violence. Chicago is one of the toughest gun control cities in the United States. They ended 2016 with 762 homicides, the most in two decades, and more than Los Angeles and New York City combined. Obama has addressed every mass shooting as another reason for stricter gun control, but he has had little to say about the carnage in his own hometown. And it is not likely he will address it in his self-serving and narcissistic farewell speech. But President-elect Donald J. Trump has. Tweeting on Monday night, Chicago's murder rate is record-setting, 4,331 shooting victims, 762 murders in 2016. If the mayor can't do it, he must ask for federal help. Chicago does need federal help, particularly in the area of federal prosecution of gun crimes. Coming from Investors Business Daily, they found that a recent study showed that despite rising murders and gang violence, Chicago ranks dead last in federal gun crime prosecutions, which I don't really know what it matters where you ranked, because Obama has let a lot of these guys loose. He has commuted many sentences, pardoned all these guys. We get this murdered Chicago teen's mother attends the president's speech on gun control, not knowing federal gun crime prosecutions have, in fact, dropped on his watch with Windy City bringing up the rear. Cleopatra Callie Pendleton, the mother of murdered 15-year-old Chicago teen Hadia Pendleton, remember her, was one of 20 mothers who lost children to violent crime who were at the White House last Thursday to hear President Obama speak again on the need for gun control. He met with her and some of the others in a small group before his formal remarks and told them how serious this issue really is and something needs to be done about it. But he did not tell this group that Syracuse University's Transactional Records Access Clearinghouse shows that the Northern Illinois District ranked 90th out of 90 in prosecutions of federal weapons crimes per capita. David Burnham is the co-director of TRAC, and he states their analysis says that according to a case-by-case U.S. Justice Department information obtained under the Freedom of Information Act, there were 52 federal gun prosecutions in Illinois North, which was Chicago in 2012, or 5.52 per million in population. By this measure, compared with the 90 federal judicial districts in the U.S., the prosecution rate in Chicago was the lowest in the country. If Barack Obama had had a son, he might have looked like Amari Brown, the little boy killed by a bullet intended for his gangbanger dad on the streets of President Obama's Chicago in yet another bloody Windy City weekend. The Chicago Tribune reported over the 4th of July weekend in 2015, Amari Brown was one of 10 that were killed among 55 that were shot. Amari Brown was shot in the chest as he watched fireworks. 7 years old, shot in the chest as he watched fireworks near his father's home in Humboldt Park late Saturday night that day. Police say they believe the attack was aimed at his father, whom they described as a ranking gang member. Former Chicago Police Superintendent Gary McCarthy got it right when he observed that Amari Brown was another victim, not of police racism, but of gang violence and a revolving door justice system. Antonio Brown, who police say is a ranking member of the Four Corner Hustler Street Gang, has been arrested 45 times on charges ranging from gun possession to burglary, and is not cooperating with detectives in their investigation into the slaying of his son, Amari Brown. McCarthy said that the elder Brown's last arrest was in April for gun possession after leading police in a vehicle pursuit. He was later released on bail in that case. McCarthy said, Mr. Brown is in custody. His son is alive. That's not the case. Quite frankly, he shouldn't have been on the street. A lot of criminals shouldn't be out on the streets, particularly those convicted of gun crimes. That's a problem. See, I don't mind. If I commit a gun crime, I fully expect to have the book thrown at me. I fully expect that. And that's the way it should be if I commit a crime. I shouldn't be out on the street. I should not be cut any slack. Of course, that's not going to ever be the case. But many gun and gang crimes in Chicago are drug-related, and Obama has commuted the sentences of many drug offenders, including those who possessed a gun during the commission of their crimes. This past Thursday, he commuted the sentences of nearly 100 federal inmates during hard time, and almost one in five were in jail partially because of the illegal guns they carried. Of those who had their terms commuted this week, 19 were behind bars on a combination of drug charges that also involve firearms possession, often multiple counts, usually by a prohibited possessor. He commuted 111 federal prisoners in late August, in which a number of those with firearms charges were featured. Earlier the same month, he did likewise for 214 inmates, including 56 with gun felonies. Current Chicago Police Superintendent Eddie Johnson is pleading for stricter penalties for repeat gun offenders after a Chicago police commander was gunned down. Chicago Police Superintendent Ed Johnson renewed this call on Friday for stricter penalties for gun offenders after a police commander was shot at while working on the South Side. Violence hit close to home late Thursday when Noel Sanchez, commander of the South Police, South Chicago Police District, was shot out while working the streets in the 8800 block of South Saginaw Avenue. The gunman fled to a nearby home, touching off an hour-long standoff with a SWAT team before five people were taken into custody early Friday. Multiple guns were also recovered. Johnson cited this incident as an example of how gang members have become more emboldened, in part because of what the superintendent considers lenient penalties for gun offenses. He spoke once again in favor of proposed legislation in Springfield designed to make it harder for judges to impose light sentences for repeat gun offenders. The goal of the legislation is to ensure they face several years in prison. He singled out a 21-year-old man as an example of why the legislation is needed. He was arrested in February on a felony weapons violation, sentenced to 7 years in prison in April. But he was assigned to boot camp and was already out on parole August the 22nd when he was arrested again for gun possession in the West Side's Austin community. Superintendent Johnson, you may have some relief coming soon because there is a new sheriff in town and his name is Donald Trump. Jeff Sessions, once he gets, you know, once he's got his calendar up on the wall of the Department of Justice, hopefully he'll have your back and that of your officers. And hopefully gun offenders will be prosecuted vigorously. Hopefully Sessions will be looking to enforce laws to put gun offenders in jail and not blaming the cops for their racial insensitivity. Trump is also calling for the deportation and incarceration of illegal alien criminals, including those belonging to gangs like MS-13. Who come to the U.S. across an unsecured border, becoming gang members in our urban areas. Trump links illegal aliens and gun crimes in Chicago. He said, a lot of them, they're going to be gone. They're going to be gone. Lock them up, Don. Lock them up. Obama and Rahm Emanuel haven't done it so far, so you can now. Back again in 21 hours between now and then. I want you to remember this quite clearly. It has never been about gun control, not once, not ever. It has been. It's always going to be about total control. This has been Lock and Load.
Agency Arms, a 21st century company founded by professional weapon operators. Agency Arms takes your carrier weapon and performs a lethal transformation designed to enhance function and manipulation, civilian or professional. An Agency Arms gun is reimagined to a degree its designer could only dream about. The slide, frame, and trigger refined to a deadly edge. To order or find out more, go to agencyarms.com. Now it's out in the open. Agency Arms.
Welcome to the Brotherhood.
Think education has to be boring?
Say it again.
Because this is SDI. With the most effective distance curriculum available, your career in firearm technology beckons. SDI offers the most complete education with local hands-on training available. SDI expands and obliterates the traditional internet-based education format, further enhancing the SDI graduate's capability and desirability as a professional gunsmith. To find out more, go to SDI.edu and get ready to launch your new career.
A lot can happen in 6 seconds. A rodeo ride, a dramatic basketball win, and the world record holder can solve a Rubik's Cube. 6 seconds is how long it takes for an 18-wheeler traveling at a safe speed to come to a complete stop. And in those 6 seconds, that truck will travel the length of 2 football fields. So please, give them room. Never cut in front of a large truck for any reason. Our roads, our responsibility. Learn more at sharetheroadsafely.gov.
This is Ben Gordon, and if your teeth are stained from coffee, tea, or smoking, Power Swabs is the answer. In 5 minutes, you'll see 2 shades whiter teeth, and in 7 days, 6 shades. There's no messy strips or trays that you have to leave in your mouth for an hour. Just swab your teeth for 5 minutes, and you're done. To try Power Swabs, call 1-800-290-8480. Your bright white smile will have your friends talking about how great you look. Try it risk-free. 1-800-290-8480. That's 1-800-290-8480.